So first of all, welcome. Anybody who's new and anybody who's been here forever, welcome. So I want you to imagine a day in the life of yourself. And imagine making breakfast. So you're making breakfast. What is it that you hear? Or you're weeding the garden. What is it that you hear? Maybe you're driving your kids to school. What is it that you hear? When you're sitting here in Zazen, what is it that you hear? So when I asked this question, notice where your mind went. Did it go to, I can hear the car driving by outside? Or I can hear the words of a neighbor? Or maybe you could say, I hear the sound of a bird. If you answer this question in this way, you have already missed it. You are hearing your labels for experience, but not the experience itself. Now, this is a very subtle but very important distinction. So consider the following story, a famous story in the history of Zen literature. A monk was sweeping the garden one day, and a stone flew up from his broom and hit a bamboo shaft and went. And at that moment, he heard the sound as if for the first time, and the whole universe opened up. This one, and he had forgotten all that he knew. There was just that, so that is the direct experience of reality before any naming or labeling begins. And share a second story that also points to the heart of this matter. One day a layman asked Zen Master Ikkyu, Master, will you please say something that expresses the heart of Zen? Ikkyu immediately responded by saying, Attention! And on hearing this, the layman said, Is that all? Won't you say something more? And Ikkyu said, Attention! Attention! Well, remarked the layman, getting irritated, I really don't see much depth or subtlety in what you have just said. Can't you say a little more? And Ikkyu responded by saying, Attention, attention, attention. Angry now, the layman demanded, What does the word attention mean anyway? Ikkyu gently answered, Attention means attention. Now, all of us have had the experience of simply paying attention. An example would be, you're out in the yard, and as I just mentioned, weeding the garden. Weeding the garden. One weed after the next. And at some point, we look at our watch, and 2 hours have passed. And we think to ourselves, where has the time gone? And that happens because we were simply paying attention, right? Not worrying about the passing of time, just paying attention, one weed after another. Floricordius, in an article in Parabola magazine entitled The Door to Infinity, and in that article she writes, At the heart of Zen practice, there is a kind of radically intimate attention. This absolutely first-hand quality of experience characterizes the beginning of our lives. No other, in quotes, mediates between us and the intimate aloneness of birth. Now that intimate aloneness is not some kind of existential angst. The intimate aloneness is there is no self. No self to think, create ideas. And in this place, attention is reality and reality is attention. She continues, this is a quote, "But in the subsequent days and years of our lives, we somehow lose touch with this clarity and become possessed with images. And in doing so, we fall into a bad case of mistaken identity. We're not who we are, but we're who we think we are. We come to miss the point of life and thus live it second, third, and fourth hand." And later in this same article, she writes, "The opportunity to be restored to our original, unborn, divine condition is always there. It's always immediately at hand. Everything, every moment lived in absorbed attention is simultaneously a beginning and an end. And in such attention, we are radically open to the unexpected. Any event, how seemingly small or trivial, properly attended, opens the door to infinity. There's a subtle moment when there's no identifying the sound. It's just that moment before the mind jumps to action and says, oh, that's a sound, or why is he making that sound, right? There's just that sound." Now, the door to infinity is what we refer to in Zen as vast emptiness. And emptiness of what? Emptiness of all thinking. So let me ask you again, what do you hear? Right here, right now, what do you hear? And watch how fast the labels pop up. Yasutani Roshi, by the way, is a teacher. There are two terms, sensei and roshi. And roshi is a teacher who's been teaching for a long time. So Yasutani Roshi said that shikantaza, which we call just sitting, there's different kinds of practice of meditation, but shikantaza is the word for just sitting. And he said it's like standing in a clearing in the forest, knowing that danger is about to strike, but not knowing from what direction. If we focus our attention too much ahead, we will miss it. And he says, if we focus too much behind, we will miss it. If we focus too much above, we will miss it, and so on. Total, uncluttered readiness for the unexpected is what we need. Right? And Zazen, what we're sitting here doing right now is preparing ourselves to be present, uncluttered, but ready. He also goes on to say, if we think we have got it at one moment, we may lose it the next. That's because there's nothing to get. Nothing to get. My favorite Basho haiku, "The old pond, a frog jumps in. Splash." So what did you hear? So when we first learn to sit, we are invariably taught to pay attention to our breath, counting or just following the breath or otherwise. We are also taught that when we lose attention and become aware of it, we should return our attention back to the breath. So this is not sitting passively or idly. It is sitting with true attention, which is rare and totally sacrificial. Now, in doing this, and you may notice this over time, this sitting, and particularly sitting together, creates a tremendous amount of energy. And that focused energy comes out of paying attention. Attention demands that we throw away everything we have ever been or hope to be, to face each moment, each breath, naked of identity, open to whatever comes, truly sitting Zazen. There is no observer and nothing observed. Just, again, in that moment, there's nothing to be observed and there's nobody observing. It's like when we're sitting, there is just, that's counting the breath. or if we're just following the breath. But there's just breath, right? And that's what we learn by sitting Zazen, how to simply pay attention without bringing ourselves into the picture. So, thank you.